Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The 87 acres of the Botanic Garden are open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please make your reservations in advance and online at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Refresh your spirit with a walk in the garden. Now that spring is in full swing and warm weather is returning, take a turn through the shady Ida F. Drape Fuchsia Garden. Plants are leafing out and buds are bursting open. Two upright fuchsias to look for that really show off the variety in the fuchsia family are the salmon and red-colored species Fulgens and the hot pink and lavender Heidi Ann cultivar. Walking out of the fuchsia garden and turning right with the flow of traffic, we pass the volunteer garden on the left with its mass of pincushion flowers and then take the entrance to the left into the lower meadow. While this is not the formal rose garden, there are wonderful rose bushes blooming at the entrance to the gazebo on the edge of the meadow. Following the edges of the meadow from the gazebo to the left, we see the first few blue flowers of the tree dahlia, a plant native to Mexico, Central America, and Colombia. Tree dahlias can grow to be 25 to 30 feet tall and will bloom for weeks. Walking down the path that leaves the bottom of the meadow takes us into the formal rose garden. The whole rose garden is a riot of bloom in long swaths of color. Turning to the right and heading into the cactus garden, we see the shaving brush tree, a plant whose name you understand as soon as you see the bloom. Take a careful look at the flat rocks around the base of the shaving brush tree. See if you can find the fossil left in the rock. Walk up the walkway to the right of the shaving brush tree to the intersection of the next walkway, and you'll see two beautiful hybrids of the Echinopsis family, with one very light pink bloom and one with very hot pink bloom. Leaving the cactus garden and following Canyon Road to the left, then Lakeview Road to the right, you'll pass the dry lake bed and be back at the paved tram road. As you follow tram road to the left, you see the whimsical statue Trace by Nancy Graves, with its backdrop of beautiful Cape chestnut trees. The interesting thing is that these trees are blooming mainly on the side of the tree that the afternoon sun hits, while the side that gets morning sun is just beginning to bloom. Continuing forward on Tram Road will take you to Sakura Meadow, where the cherry trees grow, and just across the road are two spires of Grand Spear Lily. If you watch for a few moments, you may see bees in the bloom and hummingbirds too. From here you can take Creek Road, Canyon Road, or Tram Road back through the garden toward the Rose Garden and the exit. If you take Canyon Road, you'll see another patch of Grand Spear Lilies blooming, but Tram Road will be the shadiest walk. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.